Democrat Representative Jared Golden disapproves of ruling finding Trump ineligible for ballot in Maine, "We are a nation of laws." By Nick Gilbertson on December 29, 2023. Representative Jared Golden, DME, is opposed to Maine Secretary of State Sheena Bellow's ruling that former President Donald Trump is ineligible for the ballot in Maine, as he has not been found guilty of insurrection. Bellow's controversial ruling, which came down on Thursday, will only take effect after the U.S. Supreme Court has a chance to weigh in, as Breitbart News's Hannah Blow Knudsen noted. In her ruling, Bellow cited Section 3 of the 14th Amendment, or the Insurrection Clause, as cause for to disqualify Trump from the ballot. And while she told MSNBC she is duty-bound to make this determination, Golden issued a statement Trump should be on the ballot as he has not been convicted of insurrection, though Golden personally believes he participated in an insurrection on January 6, 2021. "I voted to impeach Donald Trump for his role in the January 6 insurrection. I do not believe he should be re-elected President of the United States. However, we are a nation of laws, therefore until he is actually found guilty of the crime of insurrection, he should be allowed on the ballot." Notably, in the federal case against Trump regarding his campaign's challenge to the 2020 election results, special counsel Jack Smith has not charged him with either insurrection or seditious conspiracy. The charges include conspiracy against rights, conspiracy to defraud the United States, conspiracy to obstruct an official proceeding, and obstruction of an attempt to obstruct an official proceeding. The Trump campaign slammed Bellows in a statement on Friday morning. "The Maine Secretary of State is a former ACLU, American Civil Liberties Union, attorney, a virulent leftist and a hyperpartisan Biden-supporting Democrat who has decided to interfere in the presidential election on behalf of crooked Joe Biden," Trump campaign spokesman Stephen Cheung said in a Thursday statement, adding, "We are witnessing, in real time, the attempted theft of an election and the disenfranchisement of the American voter. Democrats in blue states are recklessly and unconstitutionally suspending the civil rights of the American voters by attempting to summarily remove President Trump's name from the ballot. Make no mistake, these partisan election interference efforts are a hostile assault on American democracy. Biden and the Democrats simply do not trust the American voter in a free and fair election and are now relying on the force of government institutions to protect their grip on power. Top Republicans, including House Speaker Mike Johnson, RLA, and other Trump allies, weighed in as well, with many arguing the ruling is an affront to the democratic process." Bellow's decision and citation of the Insurrection Clause mirrors the decision of the Colorado Supreme Court to block Trump's ballot access. That ruling has been petitioned by both Trump's legal team and the Colorado Republican Party, and it has been stayed until the U.S. Supreme Court makes a determination in the case, as Breitbart News noted. In other words, Trump will remain on the ballot until the Supreme Court rules on the matter unless it opts not to hear the case. In that event, the state Supreme Court's ruling would hold, and Trump would be barred from the ballot.